Kim Seokjin's Princess Alexei here, doing Vampire Wisdom's Nightmares and Scares questionnaire. This could possibly be very bad, because, yay, horror, nightmares.
Fun.
Well, but it's, is it October? I think today's October 1st. I actually have no idea. But let's get started, because I don't know how to intro these things. One. What's your favorite horror movie? If you don't like horror movies, why not? I hate horror movies so much. Well, I don't hate them. I hate how I feel after them, in that which I won't sleep. I won't sleep, and I won't go to the bathroom by myself. It's terrible. But I did watch this horror movie recently with Ami, Princess Ami Audios. We watched The Boy, which wasn't bad. It was one of those, like, haunted doll movies, but not like you'd expect. And it was actually enjoyable, and I didn't get too scared after, which is really nice. I also sort of liked Lights Out. And by like Lights Out, I mean I really, really hated it, because it's just this entire movie about how the fucking lights go off, you're fucking doomed. And that's how I feel all the time, because I'm terribly, extremely scared of the dark. But that was a good movie, actually. I liked it. 2. Is going down to the basement or up to the attic scarier to you? Well, that's a hard question. I mean, I hate attics, because one thing, attics are scary as fuck. Part of the reason attics are scary as fuck is because when I was little, we had an attic in the house I grew up in as a child, the house I lived in until I was like 8. And I hated that attic because my aunt was a little shit. She was in high school when I was a child, and she acted like it. And she told me never to go in our attic because there was a bear living up there. If I ever heard creaking or any noise coming up from there, that was the bear trying to get down so it could eat me. So, no attics, ever. But on the other hand, I also hate basements, because basements are fucking scary. But also because I've never really been in a basement. Because in New Orleans, we don't have basements, because they just flood. So only like 5% of the population has a basement, and you don't want to have one, because when the hurricane comes in, that entire thing is going to be filled with water, and it's just a cesspool of ickiness. And also, you know, it's just terrible. No basements, no attics ever, please. Three. Have you ever had, or do you have, recurring nightmares? I do, but it's not the sort of nightmare I think you would think about. I don't dream about the dark. I don't dream about monsters or, you know, serial killers. Most of my nightmares feature my mother, which I think all of you that know me will know that she is. I am scared of her way more than I am any horror movie monster that could come get me. She's a lot scarier. So, I don't know, when I'm having bad times, she'll be in my nightmares. But that hasn't happened recently, so it's okay. Yay. I don't know why I'm sniffling so much, I'm so sorry. How do you feel about being home alone? Is it quality time for yourself, or does it scare you? It depends, usually. If I'm home alone during the day, that's usually great, because during the day, that's when the kids are awake, and then just that absence of screaming children is usually great. And if I'm home alone, I can record, or I can, you know, do other stuff. But I hate being home by myself at night, which is weird, because whenever my family goes out, like when they're going on trips or stuff, which is when I'll be alone at night, I'm like, it's fine. I'm gonna be great. I'm gonna walk around the house in my underwear without worrying about y'all. And then, come like 10 o'clock, it's dark, And I've had enough alone time, and I'm just like, I'm going to hold myself in my room now, so nothing can come get me. Or, I remember the last time they were out of town, and I was by myself, I slept in the living room. So, I kept all the lights on, I kept my back to the wall, and I refused to enclose myself in the smaller space that is my room, and I kept my knives by my side, because this was right after I had seen Lights Out, and I was like, mm-mm, ain't no fucking demon gonna come get me today. Nuh-uh. Seeing that movie was such a bad idea. I blame Princess Ami Audios. 5. Has the fear of anything ever kept you up all night? Yes, fear keeps me up all night usually. But that's just because I'm an anxious, scared mess all the time. I mean, sometimes horror movies will keep me up all night. It's just sort of... Well, no. I have this one particular incident that comes to mind. It was my freshman year of college, and the boy I liked was a film major. So we would have, like, bi-monthly movie nights. And this movie night, because it was, I think, early November, Halloween had just passed, we were like, we're gonna watch The Ring in the original Japanese. And because I was a loner and I didn't want to be left out, I was like, okay, I'll sit through this because the boy I like is here and all my friends are here. It'll be okay, right? It was not okay. I was not okay. oh god, that was a terrible time. And then when we were finished with the movie, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was a Friday night, and 2 o'clock Friday nights, I never went back to my own dorm. I just slept in my friend's dorms, one of which was the boy I liked, and his roommate, and my roommate's girlfriend. We were all friends, so usually on weekends, I just ended up sleeping in their room. And I was sleeping on the floor. And so it was 3 o'clock in the morning, room was pitch dark, and then their TV is on the floor right next to my face where I was sleeping. And everyone else was sleeping, and I was just laying on the floor with my blanket, just staring at this TV like, I know the girl's gonna come get me. I know she's gonna come get me. I know she's gonna come get me. I'm going to die here tonight. And I think I did that for like I remember also looking at the clock. I was there for 48 minutes before I took my blanket. It wasn't even my blanket. I took the blanket. I took the pillow. I took the elevator down to the first floor with the girl at the welcome, and I talked to the girl at the welcome desk like, hi, can I stay here and just lay down on the floor near the desk until the sun comes up? And she let me, because I don't think she knew how exactly to respond to that. And I did not fall asleep until 5:45 in the morning when the sun was starting to peek out. And then I woke up 10 minutes later because the dorm supervisor came back and was like, you're not allowed to sleep here. That dorm supervisor still scares me. She's not a nice lady. But then again, it was also 6 o'clock in the morning. I understand why she wasn't nice. 6. So you're alone. There's no one that can possibly be around. What's the most frightening noise/noises you would hate to hear? It depends. When it says I'm alone, I think like alone in my house. And God, like the giggling of children coming from somewhere in my house would be absolutely terrifying. Like, I love children. Everyone that knows me, you know I love children. But if I were home by myself and it were dark and I knew the children were out and I heard little high-pitched laughter of little children, I think I would pee my pants, and I would be terrible, and I would hate it, and I think I would die. Oh, I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now. Or I would hate that sound that the little boy from The Grudge makes. You know, that deep guttural sound from the throat that I just associate that sound with that little boy, And that was the first horror movie I ever saw, and I've been traumatized ever since. If any of my friends ever make that noise, I start screaming because I can't handle it, and I start automatically looking around for that little boy. And now I'm thinking about it, I hate that sound so much. Well, this could be a fun question here. Oh my. What question was that? Seventh. I was on seven. Seven. Do you have a pre-planned hiding place or places in your house for if a scary situation were to occur? I don't know. In scary situations, I usually just like, I'm gonna stay here. This spot, this is my spot. But also, I guess my room, because I keep my knife set in my room, and I keep it under my bed in case of intruders. But in some scary situations, if I had the opportunity, I think I would hide myself in the bathroom. I just imagine myself hiding in the bathroom for some reason. I don't know why. Theoretically, it'd be better to hide in my room because then I could escape out the window if I cut the screen and broke the glass. No, I wouldn't need to break the glass. I would just need, because I can open it, but cut the screen. And then I could run out into my driveway. Eight. Have you ever experienced anything that you would term as paranormal or even just unexplainable? I don't think so. But then again, I have terrible memory. So even if I did, I think I would completely forget something about that. 9. If you were forced to face a horror movie monster, which of these would you pick and why? Vampire, werewolf, zombie, mad axe murderer, ghost, possessing demon, or invading alien? I think I'd pick either a vampire or an invading alien. Because werewolf would tear me apart. And I don't want to do that. And zombie, I don't want to be eaten alive and then turned into a zombie. And I'm terrified of fucking axe murderers and ghosts and demons. Terrified of those three. A vampire's like, I don't think a vampire would play games. It's just like, you want to suck my blood? Fine. Exsanguinate me for all I care. Just don't play no fucking mind games and like chase me around my house. I welcome death. Also, aliens are cool. Oh, but then again, aliens might like run tests or torture me and stuff. But aliens are really cool. I would just want to learn more about the aliens. Which answers the next question. If you had to be a horror movie monster, which would you be and why? I'd be the alien. Aliens are fucking cool. I just want to be one and then study alien biology and see how their workings are different from ours and alien languages. That would be awesome. Huh. What was I talking about? 11. Have you ever... God damn it, AC. Why? I hope y'all can hear that, because I'm not going to turn it off. It's fucking hot. 11. Have you ever been near a murder scene? Why were you there, and how does that make you feel? I've been near... Does the scene of a drive-by shooting count as a murder? I think it does, yeah. And I've been near those. I've had to walk past them and stuff because it happens sometimes. I don't know. I've walked past, like, caution-taped scenes where there have been drive-bys or where there have been some gang fights, and it's just like, walk away, walk away, walk away. Now that I think about it, I get more affected by seeing a dead, like, animal in the road than I do by walking past those scenes. I don't think that's a good thing. 12. Is there a serial killer slash murderer that interests slash fascinates slash sickens you, or whatever's you the most? Basically, one that you might have been compelled to find out more about for whatever reason. I really like Albert Fish, and I don't know why. It's really weird, because I'm going to start talking about Albert Fish now. Albert Fish was this guy in, like, what was it, like, the 80s? 70s? Sometime, like, in America, like, not too long ago, the 20th century. And he was this guy. He was this old guy. He was a skinny, white, elderly man. Very unassuming. Very unthreatening. He looked like a grandpa. And there was this girl, this little girl named, I think Gracie was her name. And he was just this very kindly neighborhood man. Gracie loved him because, you know, he's just this unassuming guy that sometimes gave her candy, went to her birthday party, I think. You know, and his parents and her parents loved him because what's he gonna do? He's just this nice, kindly old man. He was not a kindly old man to everyone. He offered to take her to the park or something. He offered to take her to the park, was like, hey, you know, I'm cool, you like me, we're just gonna go to the park, because you're busy, we're gonna have a nice time. They did not have a nice time. He killed her and then ate her. And that wasn't even the worst part, other than the fact that he's totally unassuming and then you wouldn't expect that. That's not even the most interesting part about that. It was that he was so cruel about it. Not cruel in the way he killed her. If I remember correctly, he just sort of... Did he strangle her? I think he strangled her. The way she died was quick. But what he did after was the fun part. Did I just say fun? I just said fun. I don't think that's proper adjective here, but I'm gonna stick with it because it's sort of fun. For one thing, he made a homemade meat tenderizer, which was nails studded into a board that he beat the corpse with. That's fun. And then he made her into stew. And then he wrote a letter to her parents about what a lovely stew it was. About what a lovely stew it was. About how cute she was sitting on his lap at that birthday party. And how at that birthday party, in front of that little girl, in front of her parents, he was considering how delicious she would be to eat. I think he also referenced sexually assaulting her in that letter, if I remember correctly. Something about, like, how he should have before she died. It's really fucked up and sort of amazing. I don't know, I'm using the wrong adjectives here, but it's sort of amazing, and it's weird, and it was so gruesome. The first time I read about Albert Fish, I was like 9 years old, because when I was a little girl, my mom had this book, The A to Z Encyclopedia of Serial Killers, and Albert Fish was, no, he wasn't one of the first entries, what am I talking about, but he was one of the entries, and I remember reading about him as a little girl, I was like, wow, that is interesting. Huh, that's an interesting man right there. And I thought that was a 9-year-old. I wasn't even particularly perturbed. I was just like, Very thoughtful. My mom forbid me from reading it after that, but I would continue to keep reading it anyway because I thought that book was so cool. 13. What would it take for you to spend the night in a haunted abandoned building? If you could have anyone from the audio subreddits with you, who would you pick? It would take so much for me to spend a night in a haunted abandoned building. Well, not really, because, I don't know, when I read the question, I assume alone. But if I'm with people, it would take a lot less. Because I am reminded of the time that me and my friends from my freshman year of college were like, hey, there's this abandoned convent in the east. We're pretty sure it's haunted. It's boarded up really badly. We should go explore it. And I actually went with them. And I, in hindsight, I don't know why I did that, because that was like asking to be killed. That's like beginning of a horror movie, stupid white people shit trying to get killed. Thankfully, it was boarded up. It was boarded up really well and we didn't get in, but still, hindsight, that was a very bad decision. I have a terrible time saying no to people, and I don't like being left out of activities, so it would probably be easy for me to spend time in a haunted abandoned building if you just peer pressured me into it. I think I would say yes. I would probably start crying at some point during the night, but I would probably say yes. That's a problem with me. I should fix that. It's a problem. If you could have anyone from the audio subreddits with you, who would you pick? I'd probably pick Vamps, because I think Vamps would be really calming to have around, and she would not laugh at me if I cried. I feel like some of you would laugh at me if I started crying. Vamps wouldn't laugh at me if I started crying. And if there was a serial killer or a ghost, Vamps would try to protect me, and I would also try to protect Vamps. I trust Vamps to not leave me in a ditch to be murdered and eaten. Some of y'all I don't trust. Ami, she would leave me for dead. I say this affectionately, but I think she would leave me for dead. 14. Are you superstitious? And if so, what about? I am a little bit. I'm a little superstitious, because when you grow up in the South and when you grow up Asian, you grow up with a lot of superstitions in your family. One of the reasons number 8 is my favorite number is, well, 8 is my favorite number, 16 is my favorite number, 8 is one of my other favorite numbers. Part of the reasons that 8 is one of my favorite numbers is because it's a lucky number in the Chinese culture. And stuff like that. And New Orleans is a little bit of a superstitious town because there's a lot of history there and a lot of voodoo. And blah, 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 I'm losing my train of thought. I forgot where I was going with this. So, I don't really believe in superstitions, but I will do some of the motions just because that's what I grew up with. Like, I'll show respect to black cats because, well, one thing, I love cats, but also because, you know, that's what you do. Not umbrella, not ladders or anything. I don't know why walking under ladders is bad luck. I don't open umbrellas inside, but that's just because you're not supposed to do that. It's not polite. I do the salt thing, where if I spill salt, I'll pinch it and then throw it over my right shoulder. I don't know why. And I do have a couple of things with me. Like, I have an evil eye bracelet that I wear sometimes, because when I was in New Orleans, I went to a voodoo shop with an actual voodoo priestess, and she sold them. So I was like, I'm going to buy one for me, I'm going to buy one to give to someone in the future. I'm actually going to give it to other Lexi. It's going to be part of her birthday. Her birthday's coming up soon, and it's one of the things I'm going to send her. I'm very excited. Yes, you know. It's always good to have a little. It's good to have a little good juju on your side. Doesn't hurt. I lost track of that. I lost where I was going with that. 15. Have you ever had your fortune told? And if so, did it come true? I have had my fortune told. I know this. Don't remember what was said. I have had my fortune told, yeah, because I was in the French Quarter one time. I just realized how many times I've mentioned New Orleans. Do I do this all the time? I think I do. Wow, that's obnoxious. Sorry. But I was in the French Quarter. And I don't know if you've ever been to the French Quarter, but at one end, there's St. Louis Cathedral. And right in front of St. Louis Cathedral is a bunch of artists and fortune tellers and palm readers. like around Jackson Square, that's where people set up booths and they sell things, mostly art, but also fortune tellers and stuff. Shut up, phone. And I think I was sitting there one time while some of my tourist family was out doing things. And one of the ladies was like, "Hey there, pretty girl, let me read your fortune, free of charge." I remember that happening, but I don't remember what she said. Which is odd. I wonder if it came true. Because I was like 13 when this happened. Huh. 17. If you could dress up as anything on Halloween, what would it be and why? I'd want to dress up as Cinderella, because Cinderella's my favorite princess. And also my favorite fictional character and like my favorite everything. I love Cinderella more than I love most people because Cinderella. I have an obsession with Cinderella, I'm so sorry. 18. Have you ever used a Ouija board? And if so, did anything happen to your experience? If you haven't already, would you in the future? Fuck no. Fuck no, I ain't using a Ouija board. You know who uses Ouija boards? Dumb white people in horror movies. Dumb people that wanna die. I don't wanna die, at least not at the hands of some vengeful ghost. I'd like to think I'm smarter than that. If it's something that some dumb fucking teenagers would do at the beginning of a horror movie, I try to avoid doing it. One of those things is using a Ouija board. Don't wanna fuck with those. General rule of life, don't fuck with the bad spirits. Don't do it. You don't know if they exist, you don't know if they're there, but on the off chance that they are, don't fuck with them. I'm sorry, I go through this rant every time I see a movie that has a Ouija board in it, and there's like four of those movies, and every time, other Lexi and I are like, do you see these dumb people? You see these dumb people with their dumbass fucking Ouija boards? What the fuck? 19. I hope I didn't offend anyone by insulting Ouija boards right now. If I did, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. Ha! 19. The zombie apocalypse is upon us. What be your weapon of choice? None, because I don't want to kill zombies. I don't want to kill people in general. And don't do the argument like they're not people. They were people, and they're sort of living creatures. They're undead living creatures. I don't know. I don't want to kill them. I can't do it. I would be dead meat during the zombie apocalypse. Literally, dead meat. I'd have to kill people and then you'd have to care people. And then the zombie apocalypse, I would be one of the first people to die. I would be one of, if not the very first person to die during the zombie apocalypse. I'm not even ashamed of that. It's just true. I'd be screwed. 20. Last question. You're the killer in a horror movie. Don't ask why, you just are. What's your backstory? Why are you killing people? What groups / types of people are you killing? Annoying teens, ex-lovers, etc., etc. See, I asked other Lexi this question because it's me. I can't imagine myself killing people. At least not seriously. Not yet. And I was like, if I were to be a serial killer, what would my motivation be? And she thought about this seriously. I love her because she did not question why. She was just like, give me a second to think about that. And she gave two plausible backstories. One, someone hurt one of my children. Either my literal children, like my cousins, or my brother or sister, or the future children I'll one day have. Someone hurt one of them. And I'm out for blood. Or I finally snapped and just went on a killing spree. And both of those to me are hilarious, but quite possible outcomes. Because anyone that knows me, you know that if someone has hurt you and you're my baby, I will threaten to kill them. I keep knives under my bed, and I have been like, do you want me to stab this person that we're talking about, I'll do it. Tell me where to find them, I'll stab them. Just a little bit. Maybe not even enough to die. Just to, like, bleed out for a while. Come on. And unfortunately, no one has taken me up on that offer, which is very upsetting to me. But, especially if it's one of my actual kids, like children. I'm very protective of my children. That I don't have, I feel the need to elaborate that I am not a mother. I just refer to my brother and sister and my cousins as my children for some reason. I need to stop doing that. Or I could snap, which is a funny theory, because Alexi is like, you're so nice, and you're so sweet, and you spend a lot of your time repressing any anger or negative feelings that you have in your life, because you don't like being angry. And one day, someone is just going to break you, and all that anger you've been repressing your entire life is going to come out, and you're going to kill everyone around you. And I'm like, I can see myself doing that. I can see it. And I would love that. I think that's it. Yeah. Nope, stop. Don't. That was person calling me. Thank God, I just finished at the perfect right time. Bye, everyone. I love you. And where is Audacity so I can end this recording? It's right there. Haha. Bye.